Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. I'm now back from WWDC in Herndon and looking forward to continuing the show. So this is show number 56, and today is Monday, June 18th. And today's just going to be a fairly brief show, fairly simple topic. I'm mostly just going to talk about my experiences at WWDC this year as compared to the year before, because I think there's like sort of an instructive lesson there for other developers, other people who are sort of trying to make a name for themselves in the community. And so first I'm going to go back about a year ago to WWDC 2011. So, you know, about a year ago coming home from WWDC, and I remember very distinctly how just bummed I was. I was kind of sad. I really wasn't sure if I'd go to WWDC, you know, the following year. And this, the short version of why is that I felt like it was, you know, I've been doing this professionally for 3 years. I'd been putting out successful apps. I've been doing, you know, sort of all the right things. But as I went around at the conference, sort of nobody knew who I was. And that's, you know, there's a little bit of sort of, I guess, you know, sort of the arrogance in there or whatever, like, oh, no one knows who I am. But it was one of these things that just really made me sad. I didn't feel like a part of the community. I really didn't feel like, you know, like I was contributing, maybe is the best word for it. And that made me really sad, and it made me kind of like bummed about what I was doing. Am I doing the right thing? You know, should I stop being independent? Should I be part of a bigger team? You know, a lot of the companies that come with big groups of people, it's kind of nice to when it's like, hey, you know, I'm one of the Omni guys. I'm one of the Panic guys. You know, you have a club and a clique that you are kind of just built into. And I didn't have any of that. And, you know, it's kind of, I was sad for a few days or whatever. And then I kind of changed gears a little bit and looked at how I could take that frustration I was feeling and turn it around into something more useful, something more constructive. And it was around that same time that I started blogging a lot, and I started this podcast. I started Developing Perspective, and I started them with this goal of, you know, I want to be an active, vibrant member of the community. I want people to know who I am, not necessarily just so that people know who I am. Like that's kind of a weak goal. Just like, well, I mean, I want to be famous. That's not really it. It's that I feel like I had a lot of experiences that would be useful to people, and I was sort of frustrated that I didn't have a platform with which to help people with. You know, like I didn't have a way that I could, you know, sort of take all the mistakes I've ever made and tell people, hey, you know, if you do this, this, and this, you can really avoid having, you know, these mistakes that have hit me so time in and time out. And so that's kind of what I did. And so I started blogging, and so I started, you know, doing podcasts, and it wasn't anything fancy, it wasn't anything clever, you know, it started off, I just had a Tumblr site that was developingperspective.tumblr.com, which was my blog, which has now been migrated to davidsmith.org, but, you know, it was just, I just, like, started putting out information, I started sharing things that I think would be useful, things that I personally find useful when other people share, you know, this is like, I've had a huge amount of traction on my iOS stats post, which is really easy to do. You know, anybody could do it who has an app. It's just a question of sitting there and analyzing your server log data and analyzing the, you know, the HTTP headers to dissect which, you know, which requests go to which device and so on. And, you know, it's fairly straightforward, but it's just putting in that effort. And this year, and this is sort of, I guess, the happy conclusion, is WWDC 2012 was a totally different experience. I mean, it was night and day, and I say this mostly just as an encouragement to other people, more than, you know, sort of more than necessarily sort of to brag or whatever. But it was, if you really try, this community that we're in is very responsive to good information, to honest, you know, earnest effort for people to try and kind of give something back, and so that seems to be sort of what happened. And it was kind of remarkable that for the first time in my life, you know, that I've been a developer a long time, but for the first time in my life, it was crazy to walk around and have sort of people I've never met or people who I've only met online recognize me and say, hi, are you David Smith? I'd say, yes. Yes, I am. Hi. You know, how do you know me? How do you know my name? Oh, I like the show. That was great. And starting these conversations with these really interesting people who have really interesting stories, and it made me feel awesome that for many of them, it's like, you know, I love what you do. It really helps me do my job better. It really is interesting and motivating to me. And it's like these, all the things that I'm trying to accomplish, it's awesome to go to a place where those things are tangible. You know, there are people who are shaking my hand who are saying that. And then on the flip side, and this is the part where it gets a little bit into a humble brag, you know, it's meeting people who I admire, people who I respect, people whose work I consider sort of in a class above mine. I mean, running into them, and rather than me and have, you know, rather than them necessarily recognizing me, having to introduce myself, fair enough. But then once they know who I am, it's like, oh, David Smith, I know you. You know, I listen to your podcast. I've read your website, and that's just, you know, that is the best just sort of validation of effort ever. And it's great that, you know, sort of coming back, I'm excited and I'm motivated and I'm looking forward to, I guess you could say, like the next year of writing and podcasting and putting out information that helps other independent iOS developers, other independent Mac developers, you know, putting out information and hopefully just making people's lives a little bit easier, making things work a little better for them. And doing it in a way that is hopefully, you know, interesting, engaging, and fun. And so that's kind of the topic for today. I'll you know, it's a fairly short one. Today has been a crazy day. As anyone who went to WWDC, I'm sure knows, it's a little bit nuts when you first come back. Your inbox is going crazy. And as much as you try to get things done while you're at WWDC, it just doesn't make sense to do anything other than the conference, because that's what you're there for. You've spent a lot of money to be there. You know, socializing with people, going to sessions, and doing all that. So that's it for today. So today will just be a short show, just kind of hopefully just motivating people and saying, you know, if you are frustrated with the voice and the position that you have, to just, you know, our community is nothing if not a meritocracy, that good content will find a home. And the best way to do that is to just start. You just, you know, it's like, our developing perspective, the podcast started, you know, from an episode of Back to Work where Merlin was like, the best advice I have for someone who wants to blog is to write an article every day, you know, for 30 days and see what they like, see if that works for them, see if they actually do want to blog. And I'd say the same thing. You know, if you want to feel like, oh man, I wish I had a voice. I wish I had a popular website that everyone wanted to go to. It's like, well, start writing. There's nothing more complicated than that. Start writing. You want to do a podcast? You know, start a podcast. I started this, if you listen to their first episodes, just with, you know, a USB microphone and Audacity, like the free open source MP3 editor. You know, you don't have to have anything fancy. It's very straightforward to get up and going. And then you just keep at it. And if what you're doing sticks, then it means you're doing something good. And if it doesn't, maybe not. You know, maybe it's not a skill you have. But more likely than not, if you're putting, you know, passion into something, people are going to recognize that and it'll be successful. You know, so that's kind of the message, is just keep at it, because I really, when I started, I really wasn't sure what would happen. And, you know, I had a whole week of people validating the work that I've been doing. So thanks. Many of you listeners are probably people I ran into there, and it was awesome to meet you. I'm glad to put a face and a handshake to kind of the amorphous download numbers that I can look at. And it's, you know, I look forward to seeing you soon. I'll be at CocoConf in D.C. in a couple weeks. So if you're going to that, I'll see you there. I don't typically go to a lot of conferences. That one just happens to be down the street, so I'm going to because I don't have to travel. But otherwise, you know, definitely I hope to be at WWDC next year, assuming I can get a ticket, assuming that they don't do something crazy next year and that prevents me from going. But otherwise, you know, it was fun. And you know, let's have a good year. Let's dive into iOS 6. Let's dive into all these fun things that are coming up. That, you know, it's an exciting time to be an iOS developer. You know, I'll probably have a new phone probably this fall. You know, we definitely have a new version of iOS to work with and a whole bunch of new stuff that I can talk about, some stuff that I can't. But definitely, you know, it's an exciting time to be a developer, and I don't think there's any other platform that I'd want to be on. All right, so that's today's show. One note, I'm going to be migrating developingperspective.com off of its current host. If you've had any problems loading the site and things, it's been a little flaky. It's still on the original like free WordPress host that I set it up that year ago when I thought it was just going to be me talking into a microphone and no one listening. And that worked fine to start with, but it doesn't really work great now that it's somewhat popular. And so I'm working on migrating it over to a static web system the same way that I do with, for my website, which I use Octopress for, and just kind of migrating it over so it'll just be a simple static, you know, site hosted with Nginx, which can scale to, you know, more users than I'm sure I'd ever have. So that'll be happening in the next probably day or two. And so I just, if you have any problems, please let me know on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith there. And just let me know if you have any issues, problems. I'm doing as best I can to make sure that you won't have any weird, like, duplicate, you know, sort of duplicate issues where a key, you know, an episode shows up twice or anything like that. If it happens, I apologize. But moving forward, it'll definitely be better to be on a new host. So, you know, that's the direction I'm going. So if you have any problems, let me know. You shouldn't have to change anything. Everything should just happen transparently behind the scenes for you. And the site should just look better and the feed should load much quicker. So yeah, otherwise, if as always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, complaints, hit me on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith. The feed for the show is Dev Perspective. And with that, happy coding. Welcome back if you're at DubDub and have a good week.